Wowzers. I don't know if you guys remember. I'm one of the judges of the Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival, which we started in Corona 2016. This year, 2018, is the third year. Last year and this year, it was and will be happening in North Hollywood at the NoHo 7 Lemley. Now, I just got an entry in here from Downers Grove. It's a Star Wars fan film. Downers Grove, Illinois. I grew up in Carroll Stream, Illinois. This is so exciting. Downers Grove is right nearby Carroll Stream, and it's where one of my best friends, Jimmy Byron, who lives out there in Toronto right now, great musician. Check out Jimmy Byron, B-Y-R-O-N. He grew up out there in Downers Grove. Or at least he was living out in Downers Grove when I met him when I was doing theater at COD, College DuPage, which is where the Belushi brothers went. Wow. It's interesting because I got a music video in here, which is three parts. It's almost like a concept kind of three-parter music video. It's kind of long. It's really interesting. And I've been noticing a lot of synchronicities. Particularly ideas that I have had for this Pagani movie that I'm helping him with. And I'm shooting little bits of scenes here and there. There are pieces that I've been seeing in these short films and these experimental films, and I'm going, oh boy, what do I do then? Do I continue with the plan now that I've seen someone else do it? Or do I... You know, now that I see someone else did it, do I just go, okay, it's already done, and now let me alter it this way? Maybe that's what it is. It was both a recognition from the universe to me saying, hey, guess what? That idea you had, you could have been the one. You still can be, but you could have been the one who started it. And on top of that, the cool thing is, the extra thing is, high five, because it's like, you know, that was such a good idea, it poked through the ether for someone else to pick up. The other thing is, then it offers us the opportunity of going, all right, well, now we know how to achieve that effect. And we can think of other things we can add into that, too, which is interesting. The other thing is here. There's this idea for a character that popped up into my brain. I drew a picture of this guy. Tried to do the best I could. Abraham Lincoln. He's the neighborhood. He's a pig. He's got like a face like a pig. This is what I want to do. Like a hybrid. So he's got a face like a pig, but he's also an Abraham Lincoln impersonator. He gets paid to go around, you know, be an Abraham Lincoln impersonator, but his name is, you know, maybe the title of it is this, the friendly Abraham Lincoln. The thing is, though, that immediately pops in my brain is that there was a Peter Porker Spider-Man comic that came out a while ago. But that's okay. That's all right. I just like this name, Abraham Lincoln. And I'm thinking, if I spelled N-E-I-G-H-B-O-U-R, Ham Lincoln, then we make it just—it's even more European, which is funny because it's an Abraham Lincoln, but he talks with a British accent. Hello, I shall never tell a lie. I chop down the cherry tree.
Mr. Abraham Lincoln, that was George Washington.
Oh yes, of course I know that. I was the one who chopped down the other tree to build my log cabin in Illinois.
Mr. Lincoln, you pronounce it Illinois.
Oh, yes, of course. I know that. I was testing your Americanization isms.
What I'm thinking, he still has the pig ears. I drew a picture. He's got the pig nose, a unibrow. And he's got the beard.
He's got the beard. Did Abraham Lincoln smoke a pipe? If not, this one will. Possibly a corncob pipe. But he does have the top hat, which is great. And Abraham Lincoln. I also recently came up with this idea for a character called the Embellisher. And I don't know if you remember, some time ago, they used to have these guys, you could rent a nerd. And this came up several years after the Revenge of the Nerds craze that was out there. It was, I think it was right in the pocket with the Garbage Pail Kids and the Cabbage Patch Kids. I think it was during that craze. Perhaps even Pack Fever was going on. And so you could rent a nerd. Do you have him show up as a joke at your work, at your corporate structure, with the cubicles. So you get a nerd to show up to the office, and during their lunch break, or not during their lunch break, 15 minutes or so, they start, you know, they got their glasses on, the tape on the nose, all that razzmatazz. Walking around like Urkels. I just imagine imagine you do like a flash mob of nerds, so to speak. You just order like 8 of them. You know, so you got all these like Urkel type dudes walking around the office while you got these uptight people sending off faxes and et cetera, and shredding important papers. Talk to my accountant. Say, oh yeah, let me take this to my lawyer. Put it in the shredder. So anyway, it's like the Rent-A-Nerd, but it's called the Embellisher. The Embellisher. This would actually be a good movie idea. Embellisher. Perhaps it could be even like a first-person documentary kind of style. The Embellisher. And so you hire this person to show up. I can imagine guys doing this to enhance their awesomeness. So they have this person. Now, that's the thing, though, is that whoever hires these guys has got to go along with it and play along. It's a total, and I'm thinking the people who would be the embellishers would be really good at improvisation, really good at improv. And they would show up, oh, yeah, oh, this is my buddy from oh, yes, we went to West Point together. Oh, yeah, we went to West Point together, and oh, he taught me everything I know. He taught me. I was terrified to jump out of that helicopter. And, man, he taught me how to put on that parachute and just gung-ho, just right out that helicopter. He taught me everything I know, man.
Thank you. That is so nice of you to say such things.
Well, I wouldn't say it if it weren't true. Oh, hi. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Wendy.
Why, hello, Wendy. Hi, Wendy. Hey, Stan, this is a pretty lady you got here.
Why, thank you.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Hey, you know, I call him like I see him. Anyway, we did some really cool stuff after West Point. We went snow skiing. You should see this guy. He was a first-time snow skating, and he's already going off the big mountains. I mean, he's doing it, man. He's doing it, man. He's tuning into the doing it, tune it.
So you got these guys, the embellishers. What I'd love to do, I'm thinking this would be a great name for it, the Embellishment Establishment. The Embellishment Establishment. How would that be? That would be cool, right? The Embellishment Establishment. Who do you work for? Oh, the Embellishment Establishment.
Oh, what do you do?
Oh, I work in the industry.
Oh, dude, what, with the industry?
Embellishment establishment industry.
Oh, that's great. Sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's extraordinary. You wouldn't believe the cool stuff we got there. I mean, we've got monkey bars, so during lunch, right?
No way.
Yeah, during lunch. We're always working out. We got trampolines there.
Right there near the coffee machine, too?
Oh, yeah. You would not be surprised by how many people spilled their coffee while jumping on those trampolines. Let me tell you.
Oh my God, sounds great.
Oh yeah, we got the best job in the world. Best job in the world. The embellisher. The embellisher. There's another idea that came to me earlier. Oh no, Abraham Lincoln. All right. We already talked about that. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening to this and you got Instagram, check out, here's this dog that we found out there in San Diego with Yachtly Crew. I cannot remember if I recorded this or not. However, I got this card. I put a photo of this little dog. It's called California Rasta Pup. Here's the Instagram. Here we go. Ali, A-L-I, underscore, Rasta, R-A-S-T-A, underscore, Pup, P-U-P. Ali, underscore, Rasta, Pup. Here's the Facebook, Ali, A-L-I, Rasta, R-A-S-T-A, Pup, P-U-P, Ali Rasta Pup. Check out Ali Rasta Pup, and you too can see for yourself the multicolored hair that this dog has. You will be very, very surprised.
Here's your fun fact. The word zombie is never used in the movie The Night of the Living Dead. Stay tuned to Inspirato Projecto for more fun facts.
I imagine this being some kind of mantra. Receive, we weave. Receive, reweave. Receive, we weave. Receive, reweave.
Gucci, saying I want to thank you for sending your special messages to the Spidey Hick voiceover show. You are a very good soldier. Oh, master warrior in my eye. So you have a good day, and I'll talk to you later.
What you heard there was Joshua Eisenstadt, one of the
Well, he helps out at the Twin Peaks Festival. I had him on Inspirato Projecto, the radio show, and you heard him reading from the Twin Peaks Access Guide to the Town. That's one of the great books that came out way back in the day, and I had him read out of that book, out of that book. Also, we had Spidey Heck leaving a nice message on there. Thank you, Spidey Heck. That's so nice of you.
Right now, you know, you guys heard recently on a couple of the podcasts ago some Andy Kaufman stuff, and I figured I might as well tell you kind of what's going on that I've noticed here. One day, I noticed something in my feed. You know, sometimes you see stuff in your feed that it's just other stuff that other people tweeted and whatnot. Well, now, I noticed this was something. So sometimes you don't know. Whoops. Sometimes you just don't know what happens to be in your feed that someone else put up there, or if it's someone that you're following who put something up there. So throughout these years, the Andy Kaufman account on Twitter, the Andy Kaufman, I've written a couple articles about this stuff. If you want to check out any of this stuff, either of these articles, one of them is called, let's see. One is called April Applauds Andy Kaufman Alive Anniversary. April Applauds Andy Kaufman Alive Anniversary. That's another one. Another one I wrote is called Oh my gosh, is it? No, it's gotta be up. It's gotta be up. It's gotta be up. Andy Kaufman Live Archives. Huh. It's called Head. No. What was that one called? Hub Pages. Hub Pages. Oh, that's what I called it. Okay, here we go. Check out this article. Andy Kaufman's Fake Death Archive Are Alive. That's the other one. Andy Kaufman's Fake Death Archive Are Alive. You could also search for Hub Pages, H-U-B Pages, and C-E-C. Now, I'm not going to get deep into this stuff, but some of the people who have been following along for a long number of years with this whole Andy Kaufman faked his death stuff, with Stephen Maddox and all those guys, they all started slowly sort of fading away. And you used to be able to see a lot of videos. We did a lot of Google Hangouts about this subject, usually around May 16th. There are still some of them up there on my YouTube channels. However, I believe John Krauser took his off, and I think Amira Ball took hers off. I don't know. But at some point, the Kaufman Carnival was something that was out there on Twitter and existed pretty much in Twitter. And Stephen Maddox, who we called Carney, kind of named himself Carney, he would just choose prizes and then send them out to people. No one paid anything or anything. He sent them out to people. So at some point, something happened where Amira got angry and I don't know what happened. So the Kaufman Carnival closed. And we're in the process of making a Fugly animation. We were writing a story. Maddox was going to animate it. Now, recently, what I noticed on Twitter, a few different accounts popped up. And then I realized, because I was looking at who was following them, and these were other, well, okay, so one of them is called Howling Wolf Productions. That's with a Z. And what's interesting, so, okay, let me back up. Edwin Karp is the name of one of the aliases that was used in connection with Kaufman Carnival. So keep that in mind. So I saw it popping up on my feed, Howling Wolf Productions with a Z. If you want to find them, they are at Howlin, Howlin Wolf Films, Howlin Wolf Films. So that's it. Now, what's interesting about this, I can't quite tell where the reality begins and where the craziness. Basically, looking at this, it reminded me of kind of the shenanigans that were going on with the Andy Kaufman stuff and Stephen Maddox. So I see this. It says owned by indie filmmaker Gypsy Legend. Gypsy_legend, and currently seeking cast and crew members for @thedead_letters, @MRS_Doubtfire_2, and it says a few other things. So I started following that, and I started following these other accounts, and another movie that they plan that they're a part of is called Change My Plans. And some animated film called TDL Animated Film, the Dead Letters Animated Film. I mean, so they're like now casting epic film. And what's so funny is there's a picture on one of these posters. I think it's the Dead Letters one. Let's see. Oh, they also have another one called Abracadabra Healing Facility. It's founded by Gypsy Legend. Now, the interesting thing is when you go to this Gypsy Legend page, they've put up some, like, SoundClouds and stuff, and it's a woman on there, for sure. One of the things is, so for its movie, The Dead Letters, some things should stay buried. So, it's of a hand. It looks like Stephen Maddox's hand. And the finger, it looks like the finger is missing. It's so funny. There's a wedding ring over there, and it's squashing the other finger, and it's just like, oh my God. It's really, really, really interesting. And I'm wondering, so I said, oh, do you know Edwin Karp? And I said, do you know Edwin Karp? And let's see. Let's see if we could get their reply in here. Tweets and replies. I said, do you know Edwin Karp? And they replied, oh yeah, Kurt, no worries, I'm a huge fan. Now this is from Howlin' Wolf Films. Oh yeah, Kurt, no worries, I'm a huge fan of Mr. Andy Kaufman, Kaufman Carnival, Kaufman Lives, and Edwin Karp. I've been bestest friends with Edwin. Why, we go back a long, long ways, at least 15 seconds now since you mentioned it. It shows some crazy emoji face on here. Then it says, hey, #, any friend of yours is a friend of mine. So it's interesting. I think this is one of those things where Maddox built up a whole bunch of different accounts with other Andy Kaufman type stuff, then just renamed it. See, you can do that. Then you just suddenly rename it, and you got all these followers, all these people following you. So crazy. And plus, there was something like this. Who will be the lucky winners? Who will find the last two golden tickets to appear in the next Howling Wolf production films? The rules. 1, follow creator, producer, director, writer, Gypsy Legend. 2, follow this page. 3, like this tweet. for retweet this tweet. Winner's contacted, and it shows little Charlie. I've got a golden ticket, and you can too. Being in a Howling Wolf Productions movie is like finding the last golden ticket. So this is a theme that's been going on through all the years. AndyKaufmanLives.com. You can look up the archives in archive.org. You look in that Wayback Machine. Look up AndyKaufmanLives.com and go back to, 2003. You'll see the evolution of this site. Just was crazy. So they were always talking about golden tickets, and it was like a Willy Wonka thing. And plus, during the Kaufman Carnival, he would do the exact same type of thing. So it's really, really interesting to see the different faces, the different camouflages of how things get altered through the years with this. If you look on here, yeah, Kaufman Carnival is still on here. Now, the account The Andy Kaufman changed its name at some point within the past few years. It just kept changing its names, changing its names, until it ended up as, let's see. Yeah, Andy, Mr. underscore Andy underscore Kaufman. It's so interesting. Wow. It's so crazy. This whole thing just continues to baffle me. After all these years, after all the ups and downs, all the roller coaster stuff. Look up Kaufcast Rantcast at some point. I'm glad John Krauser kept those up. Anyway, I just had to get all that out there in the open. If any of you have been following stuff, it's just another interesting game that's being played right now. Another chapter in the Kaufman Carnival. More on this as things evolve. Later. Perhaps some of the questions we will answer are there actual real movies that they are casting for? Who's behind it all? Who's in charge? Is Stephen Maddox and Kaufman Lives joining forces? Look them up on Twitter. Kaufman Lives. Are they joining forces? Creating movies? Creating crop circles? John Lundberg, the creator of Kaufman Lives, was thought to be responsible for making that alien autopsy video a number of years ago. They also accuse him of making all these crop circles in the UK. I know of a couple things I'm not allowed to say. However, I will say that he's made a lot of them. And he was inspired by another crop circle maker who had been doing it for a very long time. They got it down to a science. They can figure out how to get in there quick. He promised me that if I go out there to the UK, he will show me a night I will never forget, that I will always remember. I will be able to go with him and create. He said he's retired. Corporations pay him to make these crop circles for their businesses. He said, if you come out here, you will go on a night that you will always remember. And so he'll take me out there to make a crop circle as a thank you for helping out with Kaufman Lives. It's a documentary that's been in the making for about 5 years now, Kaufman Lives. They came out and interviewed me all about it. Bob Pagani came out, they interviewed him all about it. We interviewed Little Wendy. I was very fortunate to be there for that. Fugly the Clown, we interviewed him. We interviewed Ruby Tuesday, Miss Ruby Tuesday. Greg Sutton, I wasn't there for that one. We went around right before House of Blues got torn down, actually, where I first met Fugly out in front of the, I don't think it was the Dead or Alive show. It was one before that.
with Tony Clifton. I showed them Andy's old apartment, Cedar Sinai, where Andy faked his death. We went to Green Valley Road, to that house that Andy used to live in. I took them all over. Great, 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 great footage. And as the Kaufman Carnival stuff was going on, John Lundberg had told me that he planned on going to the most remote area of Scotland, burying all the footage in a concrete block, putting it in the middle of a concrete block and burying it way out there on some remote part of Scotland. That's what he said. Basically saying no one will ever see this footage. It's too bad. We got Wally Wingert. That was a great interview too, Wally Wingert. He does tons of cartoon voices. He does tons of cartoon voices. He used to also work on the Jay Leno show. And he's got a place called Wallywood, which is his house. You could go in there, and he's got tons of these action figures. He loves he loves his action figures, and he's got authentic suits. He got he has the Batman 1966 suit that Adam West wore. He also has the one that Burt Ward wore, Robin 1966. He's got them on mannequins. He's also got the mannequin, a mannequin with Andy Kaufman's Elvis suit on there, his black one. He's got Andy Kaufman's version of Tony Clifton's suit on a mannequin. He's got a secret room. You go up into this room, and it's just all these mannequins, all these crazy faces. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, if I was on mushrooms right now, these things would be talking to me right now. I just sat in the middle and just looked up at these things. It was cool. He goes, okay. He's like, no one goes up here. He's like, but you guys got to see this. And it was his bedroom. He's got all of these awesome Muppets in there. He's got this old Kermit the Frog. And the Kaufman Lives guys had a marionette, Andy Kaufman marionette. And so we did this improvised thing with Kermit the Frog and Andy Kaufman. Oh, my God. Oh, that was such fun footage. That would have been just such a fun trailer. Gosh. Wow. That was really cool. I really hope this footage comes out someday. It'll show how much of a kook I am. I drew all these pictures of Andy Kaufman in various stages of his life. There's one where he's wearing this huge cowboy hat playing the guitar, so I drew that one. One where he's wearing these glasses and he's got a neck brace. It's so awesome. I did one of that. Did a close-up of his face, painted a bunch of stuff, and I dressed my bedroom, basically. So while they were shooting me, they had my wall dressed. And I wanted to just look like this crazy, like, oh, man, just this crazy guy. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We shall see what happens. Yes, we shall see what happens. That's all there is to it. Look it up, folks. Andy Kaufman Lives. You can also check out my music video, Uncle Andy Lies. Heck, you know what? I'm going to attach it to this podcast. You can hear it right now.
Yes, we've been following you to see what you're up to. We saw that your SS number continues to be used. Have you been lying in your coffin? fire while your wax hijinks hoaxed the favor. Did you read it all about the caper? Did you clip it out of the paper? It would be great to collaborate on a fake place upon the human race, absurdly fun, so surreal that everyone would laugh and give right in with complete abandon, reaching into end, finding what they want to win.
For you, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. Be good, and I love you very much. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, are we off the air? Where is my hamburger? Who wants to wrestle? Come on. Who wants to
Okay. back myself.